USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Tropical storm Idalia getting stronger as it moves towards the Florida coast.
Forecasters say Idalia will strengthen into a hurricane with the potential for 100 mile per hour winds. The worst is expected north of Tampa.
But these things can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for 33 Gulf Coast counties. The National Hurricane Center Jamie Rome says heavy rain will be felt well beyond the Sunshine State.
That's Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, even reaching into Southside Virginia.
The Cat 2 hurricane could lead to outages, especially around Tallahassee, DeSantis said. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. Trump's legal team requesting to postpone the trial until 2026. The Justice Department has pushed back on that request, arguing it would deny the public its right to a speedy trial. President Biden and Vice President Harris set to meet with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. It's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic march on Washington, where he delivered his I Have a Dream speech. Meanwhile, Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff T.K. Waters calling the racist manifesto linked to this weekend's mass shooting the diary of a madman. Mark Mayfield reports.
At a news conference on Sunday, the sheriff identified the 21-year-old male who shot and killed three black people on Saturday near a historically black university as Ryan Christopher Palmiter. Waters said that the shooter's sickening ideologies do not reflect the Jacksonville community. Waters said that the shooter appears to have purchased his firearms legally.
This is USA News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than...
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Severe heat waves deadlier than most people imagine. Dr. Christine Eby with the University of Washington says many people hear the warnings and believe those warnings don't apply to them.
One of the challenges we face is the very low awareness about heat as a health risk.
The most vulnerable during a heat wave include pregnant women, very young children, people with chronic medical conditions, outdoor workers, and people over 65 years old.
Unfortunately, a natural part of the aging process is people become less well able to tell they're getting into trouble with the heat. So even if they know that it's hot outside, they don't necessarily make changes in their behavior that would help prevent heat stress.
Turns out if you have the mouth of a sailor, you could just be more intelligent than most. Studies have shown that swearing is a sign of higher intelligence and also helps manage pain. A Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts professor who has studied the subject for over four decades says the benefits of using vulgar language have been discovered using a lot of research on the brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy. A 2015 study showed that well-educated people were better at coming up with swear words than those who were less verbally fluent. The U.S. Open getting underway in Queens, New York, with Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff on today's schedule. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy
and
chicken
a frosty
sandwich,
Dave's single,
and a frosty.
Frosty
me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.